Christians use love to engage the East versus West culture war. Haitian elections could be a turning point for outreach there. And a youth ministry in the CIS is impacting the lives of countless young people. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. U.S. President George W. Bush says governments in Islamic nations should put an end to violence over cartoons mocking Muhammad. Despite those comments, the violence continues. In India, police fired tear gas in the Kashmir region to break up protests. Hope Givers International's Bill Bray says Christians need to take action, but not the way you think.
As Christians globally, if we would step back from this culture war between Islam and the rest of the world, and use every opportunity we can with Muslims to love them. And as we do that, we will have opportunities to witness.
Bray says Hope Givers is graduating a record 10,400 students to share Christ's love. He adds the work isn't easy and they need prayer.
Some of these people will be martyred. Thousands of them will be beaten and will face persecution as they pioneer their work. So pray for their safety.
Next, results of this week's national elections in Haiti could be known as early as Friday. The elections took place as a result of a public revolt in 2004 that sent the sitting president into exile. The future of OMS International's work there hinges not only on the immediate security, but also on whether or not the election results are deemed credible. Pray that the work of ministries like OMS would be effective in revealing Jesus Christ to people trapped in voodoo, idolatry, and atheism. You're listening to Mission Network News. With Romania's moratorium on international adoptions in place, there are up to 80,000 orphans stuck in the system. Cornel Bucur of Pathway to Joy is partnering with Buckner Orphan Care International to help meet their needs through foster care. But they also began tackling what they saw was a root problem.
Planting a church in a village where kids are abandoned is probably the solution to the abandonment. So we introduce the families to Jesus Christ. We form churches, and then we teach them about the value of human life.
Karen Bucur says the relationship with Buckner enables them to see their ministry grow.
Basically, we're trying to do three things. We're trying to protect the kids, we're trying to provide them families, and we're looking at permanent solutions for adoption or long-term foster care, and they're helping us do those three things more efficiently.
Elsewhere in 15 countries across the former Soviet Union, Young Life is impacting for Christ the lives of countless young people. Young Life's Gary Parsons says while it's similar in some ways to Young Life around the world, there are some differences.
Most of our ministry, and this is important to understand, it's very different than America. Almost all of our ministry operates out of centers that are in the center of the cities. And they're open in a lot of times 18 hours a day. So they're a safe place for kids to come and go. And that's really where a lot of our ministry takes place.
Parsons says early on, Young Life saw the importance of having a national staff, and they currently have 40 full-time nationals leading the way.
The best thing we can do is develop a ministry that will stand alone, and therefore, you know, you're looking for very special people, and you're not just taking anybody who comes through the door and sort of adding them to your own U.S. team. But instead, we really hoped along the way and prayed for great nationals that we could hand it off to.
And the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism is looking to expand their work. This year, teams will be taking the Church Ministries Institute into Ukraine, Russia, Moldova, and Belarus. 270 students are enrolled in classes, and funds were raised for emergency fire relief to restore the CMI offices following the fire in their building. Much rebuilding work remains to be completed. Pray for the team as new legislation requires that CMI land be privatized. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care International's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.